The gospel lesson this week is a familiar story of the thankful Samaritan, the only one of 10 lepers who returned to thank Jesus for being cured from this horrible disease. It is also the gospel lesson appointed for Thanksgiving Day. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Why would the Holy Spirit, who inspired St. Luke to write his gospel, cause this incident to be recorded? Was it to prove beyond a doubt that Jesus is true God? This may certainly be the case. Was it to serve as an example of gratitude? Of course, that is one lesson. Was it to show that faith in Jesus Christ as our Redeemer from sin and death leads to a response, a recognition that he has taken our incurable disease of sin upon himself? Absolutely. All of the Bible is written so that we know that Jesus is a promised Savior, the Son of God, and that by believing in him, we will have life everlasting. This week, we shall explore this miracle with the goal of your eternal life in mind. We will see how the physical disease of leprosy is a perfect likeness to our spiritual disease of sin, and that our only hope of a cure is Jesus. May our Lord grant us faith to recognize him as our only hope of salvation. Amen.